Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. Muslim women reverse support for Kamala Harris for the wrong reason. News. On the 22nd of August, Newsweek reported a headline that reads, quote, Muslim Women for Harris disbands, says it can no longer support her, unquote. The Muslim women's group have removed the support for the American election candidate Kamala Harris due to a Palestinian speaker not being able to speak at one of the events she was hosting. Comment. The principle of removing support based on a speaking opportunity for a Palestinian is an invalid basis of dispute. Such efforts of revenge or political opposition do not reflect the thinking of the true Islamic politician as given in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They can only be support for the Muslim leaders who act in the interest of the Quran and Sunnah as the authority. It is haram in any matter and in any case for Muslims to form a support base for the enemies of Islam and for non-Muslims to have authority over Muslims.
لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاة ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير.
Let not the believers take for friends or helpers unbelievers rather than believers. If any do that, in nothing will there be help from Allah, except by the way of precaution that ye may guard themselves from them. But Allah cautions you to remember Himself, for the final goal is to Allah. Surah 3, Ayah 28. From this evidence, it is clear command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take the non-Muslims as partners in our affairs, and it is our responsibility to make the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our goal and priority in our vision. The idea that these futile gestures of unhappiness somehow impact the enemies of Islam is also a politically naive assumption. These global forces united in the international colonialist plans have zero concern for clubs and women groups who boycott them. Indeed, they rejoice in our confusion and wasted efforts when we do not use this time and energy to work for Khilafah, Caliphate and the true power that will end the hegemony in the dunya. Our role as women is to culture the next generation of visionary Islamic leaders who are independently changing the political landscape to remove the oppression of the entire global ummah. Islamic politics is not local or national. This is the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he saw alliance with the tribes of Medina under his terms. There was never an understanding that partnership was made with any compromise in the leadership of Quran and Sunnah. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Imrana Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.